I know we have a lot of great 4-H volunteers around the area, around the state, you name it. One of those is Julie Dare in Rock Island County. She's being inducted into the Illinois 4-H Hall of Fame. And first up, Julie, congratulations, and just kind of tell us the reaction when you heard about this honor.
Well, thank you, Jim. I was very shocked, actually. I had no idea. The envelope came in the mail. It said something about the 4-H alum or the 4-H Hall of Fame. And I thought, well, they're probably wanting a donation or something until I opened the letter. And I had no idea I had been nominated, nothing. So I was shocked.
Well, tell us why 4-H is near and dear to your heart.
I was a 4-H member when I was a kid. I remember specifically doing general projects and craft type things and sewing and chocolate chip cookies, taking them to the state fair or to the Rock Island County Fair. And I loved it and I learned a lot. I used to be terrified of public speaking and I kind of overcame that a little bit as the years went on. But then about 9 years ago, our 4-H leader for my daughter's club was moving to a different county. And my husband said, well, I think we can figure something out. Well, the we kind of went away and it became me. And so, cause he's busy with everything else. So I became the leader of the Rockbridge Royals 9 years ago. And I love inspiring kids, trying to teach things to kids and seeing them grow to their full potential.
Tell us a little bit about the Rockbridge Royals 4-H Club. What does that involve?
Well, it's we meet once a month on Sundays at 6:30 at the Bowling Township Hall. And I have right now, I believe I have about 35 kids in my club. It's one of the larger ones in Rock Island County from all ages. I have Clover Buds, which is 5-year-olds to 8-year-olds. I have regular kids that are the 8 to 18 year olds. And then you can still show 4-H until you're about 20, as long as your birthday falls in the right range. But we started out as a major livestock club, but that's kind of evolved over the years. We still have a lot of livestock kids, but we also have a lot of kids who have no farming experience whatsoever. And they do the general projects. They do the cooking and the floral arranging and the artwork and things like that, and they love it. So it's not all about being a farm kid.
35 kids in your club in Lower Rock Island County is pretty impressive, to say the least. What's the keys to kind of sustaining that type of number? That's a pretty big number.
It is a pretty big number. I think I have a great relationship with most of the kids, and I try to do some unique things in our club where we do a community service project at least once a year. This past year, we've done a couple. We did a donation drive for Street Friends of the Quad Cities, which is for homeless people in the Quad Cities. And the kids brought blankets and socks and hand warmers and things like that for people who are living on the streets. And the guy who runs that organization came in and talked to the kids, and they were shocked to know the homeless situation in the Quad Cities. I think a lot of them didn't have any idea. And even the parents too, they didn't. Then we did a cleanup project where we collected a lot of trash down at where the Backwater Gamblers do their shows, and had about 15 girls show up, and we collected all sorts of junk from that area and cleaned it up. And I just try to give kids a different perspective on a lot of things. The community service is really important to me, and I think they like that. And I've tried to instill in them that, you know, nobody loves public speaking, but if you get experience at it through your talks and demonstrations, things like that, you're going to get better at it, and it's not so scary. So that's another thing that I really try to instill in the kids too.
So it's about giving back and serving. And
absolutely.
And for me,
it is.
Yeah, and the greater good, they say. And I think the other thing that when I think about you and I think about the 4-H involvement, yeah, I was thinking about when Jenna Preston had her accident. And
yes.
Everybody kind of rallied around her. And it was outside of 4-H, I know, but most people that were involved in 4-H were involved in that effort at Reynolds. I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand, right? And that's a neat kind of reflection of what 4-H is all about.
It is. There's a lot of 4-H kids who helped out in that particular project. And Jenna is, I call her my other daughter. She's my daughter's best friend. And It was just, I was compelled to help in some way. And there were so many people and kids in the community who helped out with that project. It was amazing. And to me, giving back to your community is not an option. It's an obligation. And I try to instill that in my daughter. I will try to instill that in my new granddaughter. And I try to instill that in the kids that I work with too. I just think it's important to give back to your community in one way or another.
Yeah. So getting back to like public speaking and public presentation. So right. I know it's about repetition, right? That's important. But I, when I talk to a lot of kids, I'm like, hey man, whatever they're involved in, whether it's a solo in music or whether they're the lead in the school play, I'm like, what? So give me the skinny here. How do you get over stage fright? And it's interesting. I think a lot of it is through, hey, it takes repetition and you got to do it. So, I mean, is that one of the keys or do you have any other keys that you can help our people that are deathly afraid of public speaking?
Well, one of the requirements of 4-H in order to show at the fair is that you have to do a talk or demonstration about one of your projects. So, the kids are terrified. A lot of them are terrified of it. Some of them put in way more effort than others, which is something we talk about a lot, to put in the effort. You have to put in the effort to get the rewards. But they pick a topic, and I tell them, the little kids, you don't have to be up there more than a minute or so, you know, just very basic. A little bit older kids, you need to have something thought out 3 to 5 minutes. And the top of the chain kids, the older kids, the high school kids, should be about 10 minutes. And I start every year saying, you know, it's not to be afraid of. We're not going to judge you. We are not going to laugh at you. And that's just the way it is. You have to be respectful. You have to listen. And I think it helps the kids to realize that they're all in the same boat. They've all got to do this during the year. And it's usually we pick 3 months because we have 10 each month do it in my club. But it's just the repetition of doing it every year. So when they start doing these talks and demonstrations when they're 8, and by the time they're out of 4-H, they're 18, that's 10 years of getting up in front of somebody and giving a little talk about your project. So it helps a lot.
All right. And as we wrap up here with Julie Dare again, with the Rockridge Royals being inducted into the Illinois 4-H Hall of Fame. 4-H is all about local fare, too, because your projects, basically, it's the culmination of your projects when you get to the county fair. Can you speak to that equation and why that's such a cool thing to be a part of?
It's such a cool thing. Every year, I have parents, little booth up there, but the kids work on their projects all year. That's what we do. We work on their projects and we figure out what projects make sense for them. And then on general projects day, the kids bring in their project and they sit in front of a judge, which is the other part of the public speaking. They learn how to talk and have conversations with someone who's older than them and a little bit wiser about what their project is. And they get judged and they get asked questions and they get awarded a ribbon. So if it's a blue ribbon, it means you've done everything really, really well. If it's a red ribbon, you maybe need a little improvement or you didn't follow the rules exactly or whatever the case may be, but it's always a learning process for the kids. So the excitement on their faces when they see their project get held back for state fair possibility, or when they are first year 4-H kids and they get a blue ribbon, it's amazing. And it's just so rewarding to see how far they've come in 4-H and what they feel like maybe they couldn't have accomplished, they've accomplished.
All right.
And then the livestock part of it is obviously at the livestock shows too. So there's a lot of kids who don't do general projects, but they do have livestock in it at the fair. And again, that's a lot of work. And I think people, if you've not been around it, you don't realize how much work goes into showing livestock too.
All right. So, you know, in August, they have a little bit of a ceremony at the Illinois State Fair. Now, I know the pandemic changed some things within the last couple of years, but now they're back to do something in person. So, I mean, what about kind of getting together with the rest of the inductees across the state, you know, and kind of sharing? I always talk about shared experience. It's pretty important.
Right.
And you're going to be with a lot of 4-H people around the state, and you're like, yeah, that's pretty cool, man. We're together.
Yeah.
We're getting honored, and maybe we can share some ideas. How much are you looking forward to kind of that in August?
I am so looking forward to it. I don't get that opportunity very often. I do see all the other leaders in Rock Island County quite a bit. We have a monthly meeting to discuss ideas and share ideas, but to get to be with some people from different counties is going to be great. I'm really looking forward to sharing ideas with them and seeing some of the different things that they're doing across the state as well.
And then, you know, just about the, you know, Illinois 4-H Foundation honoring 4-H volunteers and having, you know, Hall of Fame recognition. I think it's pretty cool that they do this and they induct a class, you know, every year, because it is about sustaining the organization, but it's also, about acknowledging people that, you know, we call it blood, sweat, and tears with a lot of this stuff, because it ain't easy. It takes time and takes dedication.
It does.
So what about, you know, them saying, you know, several years back, hey, let's find a way to honor these volunteers that have really made a difference?
I think it just goes to the organization itself and showing that they do care about the volunteers. It's not the only thing they do for volunteers throughout the year, but this is like the culmination of everybody's shared experiences and their longevity in the program. And 4-H is an amazing program. And in order for them to thrive and survive, I think they have figured out that they need to reward the people who are volunteering their time and their blood, sweat, and tears to continue to help kids and make it work.
All right. 35 kids. Count them. 35 kids in the Rock Ridge Royals. Julie, Derek.
It's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations. I can tell you love what you do. It's very easy when I speak to people who love what they do. I can tell it through our conversation today through the microphones. Congratulations to you. And I've taken too much of your time because I know you got to get ready for the Rock Island County Fair here.
That's
coming
right
up in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us on the air. Appreciate it.
Jim, thanks for all you do for the community, too. I appreciate that.